Mercury retrograde report. My name is Eric Francis, joining you on Thursday, the 7th of May, 2015, here at the beginning of a journey. These 12 sign readings always are a journey wherein I traverse the entire zodiac and do a detailed reading for each of the 12 signs, one sign at a time, pretty much using the same basic set of charts. In this case, I'll be using two charts, those for Mercury stationing retrograde and Mercury stationing direct about 3 weeks later. That experience spans from, to give the exact dates, station Mercury goes retrograde on May 18th at 9:49 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time on Monday the 18th. And then Mercury goes direct on June 11th. The 11th of June is a Friday, if I have that right. Yes, at 6:32 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Mercury is retrograde three times a year for about 22 days. It varies slightly. And my theory about Mercury retrograde is that these events are getting more intense as the Mercury-ruled world slowly closes in around us. In my experience, Mercury retrogrades used to be gentler. There used to be more the sensation of intrigue, perhaps minor inconvenience, sometimes things going wrong, disk drives crashing, and so forth. But as the rising tide of devices has basically begun to swallow us, and now that every last thought and communication is processed through a Mercury-ruled device, we live in a lot more, you might say, dense environment when it comes to all of these electronic things, and especially communications that are transmitted by them. And everything is a kind of information storage and retrieval device as well, all of these things being Mercury-ruled, and now Mercury retrogrades seem to, they're more intense. That more happens, and they seem to rarely have that, oh, this is creatively intriguing feeling that they had for a while. And I would note that a lot has happened since 2010. Time is going faster and faster for a diversity of reasons, including all of these devices projecting the time over every possible frequency, be it Bluetooth or GPS or G3 or G4 or Wi-Fi. And in those 5 years, we have seen nearly a complete revolution in the power and portability of devices, and therefore they are basically ubiquitous. We are followed around at all times, and basically becoming kind of slaves to the internet. Now, we don't want to think about it this way, that we are slaves to this robot called the internet. But think about what happens when you misplace your phone. Think about what you go through. Think about the stages of panic as you find, as you search for and find the thing, and perhaps use other devices to search for and find the thing. We are very much their servants rather than they being our servants. And I think we need to come to terms with this fact, and also, you know, embrace the concept that there is a relationship between this and Mercury retrograde. All right. Now, I'm looking at a book outline taped to my wall along with the major modes, a diversity of charts, including Paul Simon and Mozart, who are some of the charts I keep up on the wall. And this book outline is called Mercury is Not Always Retrograde, but Sometimes It Feels That Way. And it lists a diversity of topics, and I'm going to riff on some of those topics to kind of bring you up to speed on Mercury retrograde and give you a few ideas about it and to answer some of the most frequently answered questions. I anticipate this discussion taking about 30 to 40 minutes. I usually run over. I will do my very best to keep it exciting and interesting. And some of the thoughts I'm going to address are, for example, what exactly is Mercury retrograde? How does this happen? Why does it happen, and what is the approximate schedule on which it happens? A chapter called "I Lost My Keys and My Computer Crashed." What do those have to do with one another? It may not be broke, so don't fix it yet. Should I buy that car right now? And finally, the job offer came in during Mercury retrograde. Those are the main topics that I am going to cover. Okay, so in the very most basic, simplest sense of it, Mercury retrograde happens when Mercury passes between the Earth and the Sun. Mercury is a planet closer to the Sun. It makes three orbits of the Sun approximately for every one orbit that the Earth makes. And so three times a year, you can think of it as blowing past the Earth, and it keeps on going and comes back around. And when it blows past the Earth, that is Mercury retrograde. So during Mercury retrograde, there are at least two things true. One is that Mercury is closer to the Earth than it normally is. And the second, it is between the Earth and the Sun, which it is not normally there. Now, so this has a number of effects, and the proximity effect, I think, is one of the most important, because Mercury is a giant hunk of iron. It is basically a big magnet, and this affects everything, most particularly our minds. And this is a main theme that I'm going to be driving about Mercury retrograde, which is that the primary effect is on consciousness and not on devices. But the relationship between consciousness and devices is how we respond when there are problems, and over that we do have a certain amount of influence. So remember that when Mercury is retrograde, Mercury is near the Earth. Second, you probably heard the term Mercury shadow and Mercury storm. Mercury shadow is a phase of the Mercury retrograde process when Mercury is in the degrees where it will be retrograde. So to give you an example, Mercury retrograde starts on the 18th, 19th in GMT at 13 degrees and 8 minutes of Gemini, and it retrogrades back to about 4 degrees. So, starting on May 4th, Mercury entered that degree range. So it's going forward in the degree range where it will soon be retrograde. That is called the Mercury shadow phase, the first shadow phase prior to the station retrograde. Then Mercury backs all the way up to 4 degrees and change, and it goes direct. And then it has to recross the degrees where it previously was retrograde. That is called the second shadow phase. So Mercury is retrograde for about 3 weeks, but for about 2 weeks before the retrograde and 2 weeks after the retrograde, it is occupying the degrees where it was or will be retrograde. So anytime Mercury is in those degrees for that cycle, it has something of the retrograde effect, and that is... That's the thing about the shadow phase, is that it kind of feels retrograde-y. It's not exactly retrograde, but it can feel like it, and odd things can happen, and we start to get that effect. But here's the thing to remember. Mercury is always Mercury, and that means that Mercury is always going to act in a trickster-ish way. So there can be little bits of the Mercury retrograde effect, even when Mercury's nowhere near Mercury shadow or the retrograde, because Mercury always has some of that trickster feeling going on. And it's really important to remember this when you're thinking about learning the properties of the planets, that Mercury has that kind of two-sided Gemini type of feeling, especially now that it's in Gemini, and that it is always going to act in a way that is slightly unpredictable or completely unpredictable, full of surprises, and that it is the message of Mercury is stay on your toes and pay attention. Mercury, of course, is the planet of the mind, of communication, and of commerce. And so it is necessary to pay attention when you're thinking. You might say that thinking is a form of paying attention, to pay attention when you're communicating, and to pay attention when you are transacting business and transacting trade of any kind. Like, for example, count your change, check the check in the restaurant, make sure that everything adds up, scan over your credit card bill to make sure that you actually purchased everything. These are all the normal things we need to do whether Mercury is retrograde or not. And yet, there can be added lapses at times when Mercury is retrograde, mainly due to the phenomenon that Mercury affects the mind, because Mercury is about the mind. So the first Mercury rule thing in the universe is consciousness. It is this kind of light inside the house. It is the, well, one of my favorite quotes describing Mercury is from the Bhagavad Gita, though he's not really describing Mercury, he's describing, Krishna's describing himself, and he says, "I am the mind of the senses, the consciousness of creatures." So think of the senses flowing into something that registers that which is seen and heard and felt and tasted and smelled. That mind, Krishna consciousness or Buddha, self-aware Buddha consciousness, that is Mercury. That is that luminescence within the mind that lights the mind up from the inside. That's Mercury. Mercury retrograde shifts that viewpoint. Okay, let's talk about Mercury storm for a second. There are two what are called stationary events when Mercury seems to stop and change directions. One of these is going to happen on the 18th, 19th, depending on your time zone. The next will happen on June 11th. Mercury slows down. It doesn't really stop ever. Tracy Delaney has done the math out to some number of decimal places, 6 or 7 decimal places, and what you see is that there is an instantaneous reversal. There is not really a station. The station, the seeming station of Mercury, is an illusion. It is pre-mathematics, that is to say pre-sophisticated, pre-computing mathematics, when Mercury appeared to stop and be stationary. Hence, it's called a station, be stationary. But when you really look at the math of that, the direction change is instantaneous. But we call them stations just because that's the tradition. And what Mercury storm is, the theory or the approach, that in the days around one of these Mercury stations, there is extra turbulence, and that the most challenging days of the Mercury retrograde process are the days around the station, and they're definitely days to pay extra attention, to be conscious, to be more careful, more alert, and more aware. And I think also, if possible, to avoid doing the kinds of things that tend to not go well when Mercury is retrograde, such as major system upgrades and signing important contracts. Now, I am something of a traditionalist with Mercury retrograde. I really am of the view, avoid signing, avoid making major purchases during these 3-week spells. So let's talk for a moment about conducting trade and making commitments during Mercury retrograde. I tend to want to really slow down all of these activities as Mercury enters shadow phase and approaches the station. And so, therefore, I will do my best to stop buying things, especially important purchases. I will do my best to avoid making major commitments and including breaking major commitments. The concept here is that from an astrological standpoint, we're dealing with an important planet that's about to change directions. And so if you want to keep things going on a more or less steady course, that means recognizing there's going to be a reversal. So let's say you sign a contract right before Mercury stations retrograde, like a couple of days before or the day before. The next thing that happens to that chart is that Mercury is going to change directions, and that Mercury may have a lot to say about the contract you just signed. A contract is a statement of intent. When that intent reverses, then there is when Mercury reverses, there's the possibility that the result will reverse. And so if you're looking to get the result that you're seeking out of a contract or purchase, which is similar, it is probably better to wait until Mercury has changed directions. And personally, I have found that it is better to make these major moves, large moves, large purchases with Mercury direct and out of shadow phase, but at the very least after the station direct. So this leads to the questions like, should I buy that car right now? And the job offer came in with Mercury retrograde. Now, these are slightly different questions, but let's talk about the purchase of the car. Most of the time, you have the option to wait with a purchase of a car. And I would say if you can wait, then definitely wait. Now, sometimes, let's say, for example, you have an accident, you total your car, you have no control over when that was, the insurance company delivers the check and you need transportation, you might have to make make a move with Mercury near or at retrograde. And I would say do your best to wait until the storm phase is over. If you've got to rent a car for a few extra days and take delivery after the station retrograde or after the station ends, then do that if you can. If it is a really serious purchase, if you're, for example, buying a house and you're backed in to a date and you don't have any control over when the closing is, this happens pretty frequently, then you need to talk to an astrologer who is good at this and do a very quick mundane reading and see what you can do to pick the time, to like refine the time for the closing. If you don't get to pick the week or you don't get to pick the day, at least influence the time or as much influence as you can. And to do this, you need an astrologer with a lot of experience doing electional charts, if you believe in astrology. Now, you can just say, fuck it, I don't care, I'm going to do whatever. But if you're going to do that, I really suggest that you go over the contracts very carefully, because the mind phenomenon of Mercury retrograde can lead to a situation where you have a lapse in attention and you miss something, you don't notice something in the contract, or you forget a need that you have, and it can be a very obvious and important need that you have, or there can be an important omission in the contract. So get a second pair or third pair of eyes on that and get someone to look at the contract. When you can avoid things, avoid them. I'll give you one example. When I took my photo studio 7 years ago, I was introduced to the guy who was going to rent it to me, eventually became one of my closest friends, a guy named Stefan. And the whole thing was happening right around a Mercury retrograde. And I said to Stefan, you know, who was introduced through a mutual friend, I said to Stefan, I handed him one of my postcards and said, look, I'm a pretty well-known astrologer and I'm always true to my art and I need to delay this slightly. Can you do that? And he said, well, you know, we put a lot of money into the place and can you give me some money? And I said, well, here's the thing, like the transaction of money kind of gets things going. Can we avoid that? I'll pay you all the money right on this assigned day and everything will be fine. And he humored me and he did it. And things went beautifully and have gone beautifully with that. And finally, he sold the building and sold to another owner who I know, and everything is great. And so there's an example of where care and caution worked out. Now, there's the question of whether you should say something about this, you know, whether you should mention Mercury retrograde. And there are different opinions on this. And I would say that it helps to know when it is appropriate. And if you've got someone you think is going to be sensitive to the astrological viewpoint, then definitely mention it. If you think you've got someone who you think is not going to be sensitive to the astrological viewpoint or ridicule you, then you might want to avoid saying something. And you don't, you're under no obligation to say anything, and I think that it helps to be understood when possible. In the case of Stefan, I took the chance, but I'm also known as an astrologer in my community, and I could say I need to be true to my art, not the advice of someone else. So you've got to play it carefully. And typically in situations involving purchases and signing of contracts and leases and timing, there is some flexibility of the timing. And I would say to use the flexibility that you have to your maximum advantage. But also the thing you want to really be asking yourself if you're doing something this important with Mercury retrograde is it the right thing? And how big of a risk are you willing to take? So in the case of renting a studio with a one-year lease or month-to-month lease or something like that, that's not that big of a risk if you're doing something that involves massive overhaul and construction and computer systems installation. You might want to be more careful. Look at the size of the investment that is involved. I'll give you another example. When I moved back to the United States in 2007, I bought a car, a little Nissan Versa. And one of the things I remember doing is I completed the purchase at a certain point late in Mercury's shadow, but then I made sure that I didn't take delivery of the car till about a week later. I left the car sit on the lot for about 5 days. All the paperwork was signed. I continued to drive the rental car that I had originally got, and I chose the moment that I drove the car off the lot. Now, you may not have that option. You might want to consult an astrologer who's good at this if you do have that option. And that went well. Now, it did. It went beautifully. The car worked fine. The thing is that I didn't really have very much of a credit history. I'd been out of the country for so long. And so I ended up paying a little bit higher interest rate than I might have ordinarily paid. So that was a factor in that Mercury retrograde. When I look back and review that case, that was the Mercury retrograde factor, was that I was had ended up with a 7-year loan on a $15,000 car, right? That's crazy. And that was the Mercury retrograde factor. So you got to think about these things and decide how much if you need to rush something or do it ahead of time, ask yourself how much money it's worth to you. Ask how much you're willing to risk, gamble, or lose, and take that risk consciously. Meanwhile, we all have to act within the constraints that we have on the planet, and some of those are more flexible than others. And I would say always maximize your flexibility. Use the flexibility you have with Mercury retrograde. Now, job offer, nothing you can really do about that except possibly say, I can start after a certain date. Now, some companies will let you do that. Some companies will not let you do that. So you've got to feel that out. And you can say, for example, let's say the job offer comes in and Mercury retrograde has 10 days left. And you can say, how much flexibility do I have when I start? Look at the calendar, check Mercury retrograde, call an astrologer, look on the internet, find out when Mercury stations direct, start the next Monday after that, if you can. You can negotiate this with some people. And I will tell you that almost everyone has more flexibility than they say they have. Part of the digital illusion is people act like they have no flexibility whatsoever, and their next available date for lunch is August 27th. Well, not really. And so use the human factor. Use the empathy factor and ask, negotiate. Mercury is about commerce and trade. That's all about negotiation. It's all about making agreements. And say, can I start on whatever date? If Mercury stations direct on Monday, June 11th, well, can you start Tuesday, for example? Can you start the following Monday? Can you start after the summer solstice? Do your best to maximize your flex and to get people involved and recognizing that you have a life and you don't really need to push things that hard to get a couple of days variance on something if you can. If people are going to be hard and fast and not be flexible, that's, first of all, the situation you're entering, and second, nothing is assured, and it's probably worth the risk of getting the job and seeing what happens. I can give you one example of a negotiation that happened during Mercury retrograde. America Online was using my horoscope column for a couple of years, and finally, AOL UK, this is way back at the beginning of Planet Waves, and in 1998, spring of 98, I went to England and set up a meeting with the editors of America Online UK and said, hey, you guys got to pay me. And they agreed to pay me, and it was amazing. I was getting like $300 for a horoscope column. Monthly, okay, can't exactly live on it, but still, having gotten nothing up till that point, or little teeny checks here and there, that was special. But Mercury was retrograde. So, turns out that Time Warner merged with America Online maybe a year, year and a half after I got that gig. And they had a new policy of not paying writers. Massive merger, one of the biggest mergers in corporate history, famous event on the internet, and that's what they said. And I said, well, but you promised to pay me. I had nothing in writing, and I said to the new Time Warner editor, you promised to pay me, and they stopped using my column, and they paid me for a year after that. So things didn't exactly work out as planned. Of course, what does work out as planned on this planet, but I was able to negotiate with them and call them out and ask them to do the right thing. And I would say that in anything involving Mercury, that's the thing to do, is to not make assumptions, but rather to ask questions, make inquiries, see who's got the give and take going, and work with that space of give and take. Okay, next theme. It may not be broke, so don't fix it yet. This is one of the most interesting things I've seen about Mercury retrograde, is the kind of false broken phenomenon. Sometimes things seem broken, but they are not. And so what I will typically do is I will wait and see what happens once Mercury stations direct. A lot of people want to dive in, tear the thing apart, and fix it. And what I have noticed is, first of all, that this can compound the problem. It can create a situation where you're solving a problem that doesn't exist, which is another way to say compound the problem in a special way. And finally, I've seen a lot of things just resolve themselves, however that works, after Mercury stations direct. One example, my photo studio, I've got a RAID drive. I've got like an 8 terabyte hefty, heavy-duty, kind of failure-proof disk drive, and I noticed during Mercury retrograde a couple of years ago that the thing wasn't mounting on the Macintosh desktop. The icon wouldn't appear, and it had periodically had that problem in the past, and I'm just looking at this thing saying, you know, I'm not going to even try to fix this. I can live without this drive for, you know, another week or two. I'm going to see what happens. And sure enough, Mercury Station Direct, the disk drive's icon appeared on the desktop and has been there since for years. Now, I admit this is weird, and I don't really have a fully formed concept of how this works. I make no pretense of understanding the actual underlying mechanism by which astrology works. I only know that I know something about surfing the currents and the tides and how to spot the weather. But what causes all those things, I'm not really sure. But what I can say is, if it seems to be broken during Mercury retrograde, don't necessarily heroically dive in and fix it. Give it a little time. See if you can gather information during the retrograde. And then observe what happens when the station comes, when the change of direction comes, typically the station direct, and see what information comes out, which leads to my last main point about Mercury stations, which is that they can have a property of the truth comes out. If you're trying to figure something out, figure it out till Mercury stations one way or the other. If you're doing kind of detective work or research, lean on that topic or that theme into, for example, a Mercury station retrograde. You want to get to the bottom of something, put gentle pressure on it, investigate, dig, research, think, ask questions, wonder, observe, listen as Mercury stations retrograde. And you'll notice, or at least I have, that as the station retrograde happens, a bunch of information can shake out. If that happens, give it 3 more weeks and do the same thing with the Mercury station direct. A whole new wave of information, clues, and so forth can come out. Now, I know that in this world, 3 weeks can seem like an eternity, but I realize it is not an eternity, and I would put forth to you the concept that it's not an eternity. It's not that long, really. The weeks just go blurring by, but then when you think, oh my God, I've got to wait 3 weeks to do something, it can seem like a long time. There is a time distortion, and we have to work with that, compensate for that time distortion, and not get caught in it as best we can. So, you know, the other thing about Mercury retrograde is that it has, for a lot of people, a quality of being really creatively inspiring and shifting viewpoints. And this leads to my lead-in to the sign readings, which I will begin in earnest in a little while, which is that Mercury is about shifting viewpoint, and especially Mercury and Mercury retrograde is about a shifting viewpoint, and Mercury retrograde in Gemini is about seeing both sides of the issue or the topic, and both sides can sometimes translate to seeing all 4 sides. Mercury is Gemini is about the twins, right? This is one of the truest metaphors in all of astrology. There's this twin phenomenon in Gemini, but what that says to me is that there is a multiplicity phenomenon. It could be 2 or 4 or 8. And it doesn't just have to be 2. There are the possibility for numerous viewpoints. And Mercury stationing retrograde in Gemini is saying, keep your viewpoint moving. Try to notice when your viewpoint is fixed. Another word for that is being hard-headed, being stubborn, refusing to see other possibilities, refusing to consider other possibilities if you see them, insisting on being right, noticing that you have formed an opinion and you've made a conscious choice not to change that opinion, regardless of what information comes in, what facts come in. The thing you want to do around Mercury retrograde, especially in a mutable sign, especially in Gemini, is to consider other viewpoints, consider the viewpoints of others, and try the law school type experiment of arguing either side of the case and trying to do it well. One thing about astrology itself is that it is sometimes considered a judicial art. You might be reading a horary chart, or an astrologer might be reading a horary chart, a chart of a question, and the question might be a yes or no question. And what the astrologers of old have suggested that we do is to build a case for either side of the argument, and then evaluate the case for either side. This requires a balanced mind and the ability to shift points of view. Now, sometimes shifting points of view can be a physical gestalt type of activity. For example, I'm a newspaper reporter, and when I am at a meeting or covering some kind of an event, one of the things I make sure that I do is that I roam around the room and look at the event from as many points of view as possible. I don't just sit there in the third row or the last row and stare straight ahead, but rather I use a privilege that I have as a journalist, which is kind of a social, unwritten social privilege in many environments, that I can move around. I can step out into the lobby and see who's there. I can go behind the scenes and see what's going on there. And it's possible to use that as a metaphor, to take a lesson from that, and in the attempt to shift viewpoints, move around the space that you are in. Move around the office. Get different opinions. Get different viewpoints. Turn your desk around. Turn your chair around. take your lunch break an hour earlier or an hour later. Do anything that you can to shift your viewpoint, to add to your viewpoint, to contemplate things from another perspective. And while that's going on, I would recommend being open to new ideas within your own consciousness, because your consciousness is constantly offering new ideas. And often those new ideas are this little tap that says, hey, have you thought about it like this? Have you considered this possibility? And if the answer is no, you might very well consider that possibility. Apropos of that, one last suggestion that I would make is in honor of Mercury retrograde in Gemini, that the thing to do is to converse with people and to write to people and to read carefully what people have to say to you. There is a communication crisis going on in the world right now. Mass communication is kind of taking over, and individual communication is kind of being crushed in the deluge. When we were making phone calls and talking to each other on landlines, it was very undistracted. You know, you'd be sitting in your house, drinking a cup of tea, and the phone would ring, and you'd say hello, and there'd be a person on the phone, and that would be it. Now, I remember when call interrupt, as we used to call it in my house, call waiting, was introduced, and it made me very nervous right from the beginning to know that any phone call could just be interrupted in the middle of the phone call. And this was a kind of homage to people's impatience and needing to get through to anyone right away and never having a busy signal. Now we have these devices where you can be in the middle of a conversation and interrupted simultaneously 3 to 5 different ways and stop and take a photograph of what's going on all at the same time. This is problematic. This makes it very difficult to focus. It's a little bit too mobile of a viewpoint, adding this factor of complete chaos even to the most simple communications. And I would encourage you to strive for clarity and the ability to actually say what you mean and to hear what is being said to you. We have a listening problem also, where people just tend to turn their ears off and resist new information, especially when someone's speaking or when someone is trying to inform them of something, and people are often trying to do that. And one of the most, many have noticed this, crisis of listening. But when my friend Steve, who's an attorney, once said to me, people don't listen. They don't fucking listen. I know what he meant. He meant people don't listen, and they get in very big trouble for not listening. So I would suggest that it is important to listen, to write clearly, to read clearly, and when in doubt, seek confirmation. If you don't understand an email, go to the phone. Iron things out. Mercury is retrograde or in shadow phase, and so there's an increased potential for misunderstandings. Therefore, do what you can to avoid those misunderstandings. Check the time zones if there's appointments that span across the country. Make sure that everyone is on the same page. It will take an extra 1 minute, an extra one email to say, hey, I just want to make sure that we have our time zones right. Just want to make sure I know what number to call you on, who's calling me, who's calling you, whatever. Slow down a little bit and things will go a lot better. Okay, so now in the next phase, I will take Mercury retrograde around the signs. I will do my best to make them all interesting and exciting to people under any sign. So check that out. I would suggest listening to your sun, your moon, your rising. If you've got some friends whose signs you know, maybe check in on them. Each one of these readings is different. There's a whole different theme, a different message, a different point of view, and you'll see the ways in which Gemini and Mercury manifest for each of the 12 signs of the zodiac. So if you're curious about astrology, it is a little mini astrology lesson as well. All right, I will be back with the Aries reading in a digital instant. Thanks, and bye for now.